driving home from another gig, thought I'd do another little audio boo chitty chat. Well, it kills a bit of time, and it kills a bit of time. Well, it kills a bit of my time, wastes a bit of yours. What are you going to do? So, on the way back from a Monday night gig, it was a fun one. These Monday nights are different than normal gigs. It's a topical thing. And sometimes that does mean you get a little bit of a educated, sober crowd. But tonight was different. We kind of set the evening up more like a weekend club gig. Really opened it with, like, club gags. And the audience were drinking. And I think that really helped as well, because I do better with a drunk audience. Clearly, my jokes are like the humorous version of a kebab. That if you are drunk, you like it a whole lot more. And the next morning, you want to forget about it. And sometimes, if you're unlucky, it can make you feel sick. I've certainly got one joke that makes some people nearly gip. So anyway, tonight, it started out nice. You know, they got some drinks down them. It was a nice atmosphere in the room. And it was really wonderful to do topical material in that kind of setting. And, happy times. Although I will say this, from my topical bit at the end, I learned something tonight. You can call me the Love Doctor. After I finished, because I was on at the end doing like 40 minutes of topical stuff. I then go to the door, say goodbye to people as they leave, you know, the opposite of greeting them, I guess. And then I look into the room. There's two couples left. Both of them snogging each other's faces off. Getting down and dirty with it. Really, you know, the proper passionate... One of those snogs where, when you look at them, half of it you think, oh, hello, that's getting a little bit frisky. There's a little bit of your mind that thinks the bloke's going to turn around and he's actually going to have the face of a zombie and he was just chewing on a face. But that did not happen. But I think this, right? It happens sometimes when you see people getting off with each other after a comedy gig. And you've got to realise comedy is an aphrodisiac, and I was doing the comedy. I've put all the flipping work in, you're getting all the benefits. What's happening? I've Cyrano de Bergerac for you is what I've done. It's like, you opened the jar, but I loosened it for you. And that is a terrible mental image to end this on. Anyway, I should get back to paying attention to the road. Chat again soon. Toodles.